What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
On today's edition of You and the Law, we bring you updates on the justice sector. Stay with us to hear more. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
All criminal matters except for some matters under the Dangerous Drugs Act are petty session matters, entitle an accused to legal aid. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
A submission has been made for the hiring of 10 additional judicial clerks to assist courts in handing down judgments. A judicial clerk is a qualified attorney who aids a judge in researching issues before the court, writing opinions, and making legal determinations. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says the additional support will ensure more timely delivery of rulings.
It cannot be that cases lag in the courts forever. We must find ways and means how we can ensure that by early next year, we have no cases lagging that are delayed for 5 years. And hopefully by the end of next year, we must put in place provision to ensure that cases dropped to below 4 years. And my hope is that by 2020, no case should extend beyond 3 years.
The ministry also has plans to hire Norman Manley Law School students to provide assistance in conducting research. The move is part of efforts to establish reasonable timelines for the disposal of cases before the courts to ensure greater efficiency in the justice system and protect the rights of Jamaicans.
By the end of 2016, no cases over 5 years should remain in the court. I certainly would like by 2020, no cases over 3 years. Eventually, every case that goes to court should be dealt with in matters of months rather than years.
The Ministry of Justice will be hiring several part-time judges in an effort to reduce the backlog of court cases. The judges will serve in underutilized courthouses as well as in night courts. Minister Chuck says the move is part of the ministry's mission to address the delay culture, which plays a part in slowing down the justice system. Justices of the Peace, JPs, are to benefit from additional training to better enable them to carry out their duties. The annual training programs cover rehabilitating youth offenders, inspecting prisons and police lockups, and administering the proposed expanded use of mediation in parish courts. The training forms part of the overall justice sector reform strategy that will entail greater engagement of the JPs within the legal system and reduce the stress on the courts. 35 new lay magistrates have been added to the justice system following a 30-hour training course. The new magistrates are justices of the peace who were chosen by their respective parish custodies for the course run by the Justice Training Institute. They now have the authority to adjudicate over matters in the Petty Sessions Court. And the relocation of the Ministry of Justice to premises at 61 Constant Spring Road is expected to be completed by the end of July. All units and divisions of the ministry will be accommodated at the new property, including those located in downtown Kingston. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry Carol Palmer says most of the offices have already moved, while refurbishing work to accommodate the remaining units continues.
There's just one aspect of the main building where the ministry itself is housed that's to be finished, and that's where we're going to be housing our records and our internal audit unit. All other areas of that building is complete. On the southern side of the property, that building is also far advanced in its work, and that's where the Office of the Parliamentary Council will be.
Mrs. Palmer says space is being prepared for staff services, including a canteen, daycare facility, and a wellness center. The Oxford Road offices of the Ministry of Justice were ordered closed earlier this year due to air quality issues and its effect on the health of staff members. A sum of $100 million was approved by Cabinet for the relocation. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.